Chapter 21. Kira watched helplessly while Han fiddled with the data pad and cable that Su'ulo had given him. If this didn't work, they were dead. There was nowhere left to go. Han crouched and managed to get the data pad connected to the access terminal, but he was moving too slowly. No, not slowly. He had frozen. Blood spattered the face of the data pad. Han was staring at it, unable to type. "Let me take care of that," she said softly. She bunched up her sleeve in her hand. Then she reached over and wiped the data pad clean. "There, it should be good now. But we've got to hurry." He swallowed hard.
"Right."
Han started typing quickly, but she had no idea if he knew what he was doing. "Come on, Kira, think. Maybe there was another way off this ship." The Kaldana had agreed they would transport Han and Kira back to Corellia on a shuttle. That meant they had a shuttle. She closed her eyes, recalling the map she'd seen on the wall. She'd always been good at committing things to visual memory, and she could clearly remember another cargo bay on level one. Maybe the shuttle was there. Then again, it was entirely likely the Kaldana had been lying about the shuttle. Running footsteps approached. "Han!"
"I think I can figure this out," he muttered,
his fingers flying over the data pad.
"Maybe we should make a run for it. Try to find their shuttle."
"No, I've almost..."
Someone yelled.
"This alien thing is dead." "Good riddance," said another.
Kira had never actually wished someone dead before. Until now. Now she wanted to kill every single Kaldana pirate she'd ever seen, with her bare hands.
"I think they're headed for the escape pod," someone said.
"Han!"
"I just have to believe I can do it. I just have to..." "There!"
The door to the escape pod slid open.
"You did it!" she said.
"I did it!"
His hands were shaking, his knuckles bruised and bloody from beating the bulkhead door.
"I can't believe that worked!"
"Celebrate later! Inside, now!"
She shoved him through the door. Han hadn't disconnected the cable yet. The data pad was still in his hand as he fell into the escape pod, and it disengaged, leaving the cable snaking on the ground. Kaldana poured around the corner. The first one dropped to his knee and aimed his blaster. Kira dove for the escape pod. Her legs tangled in the cable. She tripped, lurching forward. Her temple banged against the side of the door, and she crumpled into a heap. Blaster fire erupted where her head had just been. She no longer knew up from down. Red tunneled her vision, and the side of her head throbbed. It hurt too much to even think. All she knew was that Han was inside the pod, and she was outside, and the Kaldana were right on top of them. This was what it felt like to die. She reached feebly for the access panel. If she could jettison the pod, at least Han would get away. But she couldn't find it. He'd probably jettisoned already, left her behind. It's what she would have done. Kira was alone, totally, completely alone. She closed her eyes, gathering strength. She'd get to her feet somehow. She'd go down fighting. Hands grasped for her. Blaster fire sizzled the air. She felt herself being lifted, dragged over the lip of the doorway. Air hit her face as the hatch slammed shut.
"No time to buckle in," came a familiar voice.
A voice she liked.
"So stay flat on the floor. Try to hold on to one of the chairs. This might hurt."
Vaguely, through cloudy vision, she saw a fist hammer down on the eject button. The ship expelled them with bone-numbing force. Her body slid across the floor and crashed into the wall. Then they were spinning, spinning, spinning. Her shoulder hit the ceiling and her thigh smashed into a jump seat, and she knew, even with concussed thoughts, that one more bad blow would truly be her death. And suddenly, arms were around her, cradling her, protecting her. And though she was still pummeled, the blows were softened, survivable. The escape pod leveled out as the maneuvering jets kicked in. Instead of being thrown around like ragdolls, they were floating through space, lighter than clouds in the wind.
"This pod doesn't have grav, so we'll have to strap ourselves in," Han said.
Han. He'd come back for her. Strong arms used handholds and the edges of a jump seat to guide them into place. He pushed her toward the seat, grabbed the straps, and gently, patiently belted her in. He did the same for himself, settling in beside her. There was blood on his forehead and his upper arm. She blinked, trying to clear her vision and assess the damage.
Kira, you okay?
You're bleeding.
It's fine. You hit your head pretty bad back there, huh? Maybe you should...
I think I'm going to pass out now, she mumbled.
And that's what she did. When she came to, she knew for certain she wasn't dead, because she had the absolute worst headache of her life.
Kira! Kira!
Holy moons, what a relief.
Hands grabbed her chin, turned her head.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Han, get your hand out of my face. He dropped his hand, but he was grinning so huge it practically split his dumb face.
I was worried that...
His grin disappeared.
After Solo, I couldn't lose...
You came back for me. You didn't leave me behind. Han gave her a strange look, as though she'd just said something ridiculous like Wookiees have wings.
Of course I came back for you, he said. Kira, you're my friend. I would never leave you.
His words gutted her. No one had ever done that for her, ever. Everyone, given the right circumstances, had chosen to betray her, to leave her behind. But not Han. He'd come back, at risk to his own life. She hardly knew what she was doing as she reached for his hand. His fingers entwined with hers and held tight. Thank you, she said.
I'm just...
His expression grew agonized, and he whispered,
I wish Saulo... He was right there, Kira. And suddenly he wasn't.
Me too. For a brief moment back on the Kaldana ship, Kira had entertained the notion that when this was all over, and she was safely back on Corellia, she'd have two people in all the world she could consider true friends. Now there was only Han.
Did you mean what you said?
He asked. About what?
To Saulo. About the Force being real.
No, I don't know. It just seemed like the right thing to say. He sighed.
I figured. It was all just a bunch of mumbo-jumbo.
If it brought him comfort in the end, I guess that's something, right?
Sure, I guess.
Kira would not cry. She would not. I'm really going to miss him, she managed.
Yeah, me too.
Before them was a small viewport. The pod's jets were guiding them wide of the moon, and Corellia was already in sight. It was beautiful from here, perfect blue with swirling white clouds. In the southern hemisphere, where the clouds weren't so dense, a city complex spread wide like a silver bug with multiple legs, hugging the continent. Is that Coronet City? Kira asked.
I have no idea. Maybe.
You think the Kaldona ship will come after us?
Maybe. Maybe not. Their ship wasn't exactly maneuverable. They might decide we're not worth the trouble.
Kira leaned back into her jump seat and closed her eyes. The banging in her head was awful. And with maneuvering jets only, their ride to Corellia could take hours, maybe a day. She almost jumped when Han spoke again.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Why did you turn down Genra's offer?
It's hard to explain.
I was sure you'd take it. I mean, you're so practical. That job would have given you food and nice things, and
you're a bad influence.
Huh?
I turned her down because of you, okay? Happy now? I've been running around with you too much. I didn't like the way she looked at me. The way she looked at that Wookiee. Talked about him like he was just a thing. It gave me a bad feeling. So I trusted my gut. Just this once. Han threw his head back and laughed. Shut up, she said, trying to glare and failing. Hey, I happen to believe you can tell a lot about someone by the way they look at you. Lady Proxima, for example.
Han sobered and said, Like you're a tasty piece of meat?
Exactly.
What about me?
He asked.
his brown eyes suddenly intense, that cocky grin curving his lips. She didn't hate it anymore. She quite liked it, actually. Han had the face of a true friend.
How do I look at you?
Kira blinked. Like you're trying your best to annoy me. He shrugged.
Well, I can't deny that.
They were still holding hands, and neither seemed ready to let go. The fact that she could hold someone's hand without wanting to wrench away, without feeling as though she was giving too much of herself, gave her the courage to say, Han, I don't want to be a white worm anymore.
Me neither, he said. But it's what we've got. It's always better than some, most, all of the alternatives.
Or being in the silo.
Or that. I know what you mean, though, Han said. The galaxy is a wide-open place, bigger and more amazing than I'd ever imagined. It's going to be hard to go back down there, where everything is small and dirty and dark. Seems like there's a lot more to life than that, or there ought to be anyway.
She squeezed his hand. I liked being up here. I liked being part of a high-stakes game, making things happen. It was terrifying, but it was fun.
You like being a player?
Yeah, maybe. Seems to me that being a player is the best way to survive. Having money, influence, that's what keeps you flying.
Han shook his head. What keeps you flying is having one person in all the galaxy to fly with. Someone you can trust to have your back. I mean, we wouldn't have survived any of this without each other.
And Su'ulo.
Yeah.
A muscle in his neck moved.
I just wish we could have gotten...
He swallowed hard.
His body. Brought it back to his brother or something.
They were silent a moment, considering. Then Kira brightened with a thought. Han, let's escape.
Huh? Escape from the escape pod?
No, I mean from Lady Proxima and the White Worms. Somehow. We're smart. If we make it back to the planet, I say we figure something out. It might take some time, but...
I'm in.
He was grinning again.
I'm totally in. In fact, let's leave Corellia together. I'm sure if we keep our eyes open for a good opportunity...
Han, no! You have to let me plan this.
Yeah, sure.
She glared at him, but she felt herself lighting up inside. They were going to get away, leave the White Worms behind forever. Somehow.
Wait,
Han said, pointing out the viewport. His shoulders slumped in despair. A metallic monstrosity was sliding into view, ungainly with attachments, scarred by battle. Two huge turrets at the fore pivoted toward them.
Oh, hells,
Kira said, as all the joy she'd briefly allowed herself evaporated.
Those guys don't give up.
Well, that would teach her to embrace any kind of hope. Just when she thought they would actually make it back alive, here came the Caldana to blow them to smithereens. Han's face was despondent.
This pod, it only has maneuvering jets. I guess I could make some small adjustments, but...
The hopelessness in his voice went straight to Kira's heart. But we can't dodge torpedoes.
Not without thrusters.
So this is it, then?
Kira, I'm sorry.
They were still holding hands. He turned his face to her and gazed deeply, as if memorizing her features.
It's not your fault. It just is.
Kira reached up with her free hand and brushed her fingers along his cheek. Then she smiled.
What's so funny?
He barked angrily.
The burn on your face. It's finally peeling.
Oh, yeah.
He reached up and scratched.
It's been itchy.
Then he sighed dramatically.
At least I'll die with my good looks returning.
I'm so relieved for you.
Kira, I'm glad I'm not alone right now.
Yeah, me too.
Light poured into their escape pod, drenching Han's face in purest white. It seared Kira's eyes, sending tears streaming down her face. Against her better judgment, she turned toward the viewport, expecting to see a torpedo exploding against their hull. If she was going to die here, she would do it with her eyes wide open, just like Su'ulo. But instead of ordnance,
she saw nothing. The Caldonna ship was no longer there. It had been blown to bits.
She had a split second to register a glittering wash of debris floating through space, along with the glorious realization that they were alive. Then a shockwave hit, knocking her head against her jump seat. The flesh of her cheeks pressed against her skull as the pod flew backward into a tailspin. Her teeth ground together, and her spine felt as if it were collapsing. She wanted to tell Han to hold on, that the pod would right itself, but too much pressure on her diaphragm made it impossible to breathe. Their spin slowed, stopped. All the stress on Kira's bones lifted, her body becoming weightless once again. The jets reoriented, sending them back in the direction of Corellia, which the pod's programming had identified as the nearest habitable celestial body. After a moment spent sucking in air, Han said,
"What the hell just happened?"
Kira shook her head.
"I don't know. I just..."
Her head was pounding, and every breath sent daggers through her neck and chest. But each pulse of pain felt like a gift. She was alive.
"Maybe that junker was in even worse shape than we thought."
Han's expression seemed doubtful.
"Maybe."
Another ship slid into view, sleek and shimmering with reflection, a red glow lighting its undercarriage.
"The Red Nimbus," Kira said.
"The engineer destroyed the ship," Han said.
"Actually, I think she destroyed the entire Caldonna Syndicate."
With the loss of their flagship and over a billion credits, only a few dregs of the pirate organization would remain. Han whistled.
"No more shield tech. No more Caldonna. The Corellian skies are safe."
Kira raised an eyebrow at him.
"The Corellian skies will never be safe," she said.
"Fair point, though..."
Han frowned, thinking hard.
"That was an awful lot of people who just died.
Better them than us."
The red lighting of the Nimbus flickered once, then twice, as if signaling them. Or maybe saying goodbye. Then space seemed to fold on itself for the briefest moment, and in a blink, the Nimbus was gone, disappeared into hyperspace.
"It was a brilliant double cross," Kira mused.
"But I don't see a benefit to her. Why did she do it?" Han shrugged.
"I think she liked us, especially you. So she decided to save us."
"Huh, maybe."
"You know, that was a pretty nice funeral pyre," Han said. "For Saulo, I mean. Better than anything the White Worms would have done for him."
That was a kind thought. "Maybe he's back with the Force, or whatever," Kira said.
"Well, he's with the stars at least."
Kira put her head back, content for her hand to remain in Han's as Corellia loomed larger and larger before them.